Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 86. Today, we're going to finish up on our discussion of estate planning mistakes that you need to avoid. Today, we're talking about doing an estate plan without getting expert legal advice. So this might actually be one of the worst mistakes you can make. The problem with this approach is you do an estate plan and you think you're okay, but maybe the plan you did is completely wrong because the person that you got advice from didn't understand the full picture or didn't understand all of the complex laws associated with estate planning and taxes and the interplay between those. So you think you're okay, you think you did your estate planning, and you just let it go from that point. And it turns out that things were wrong, and your family ends up with a real mess on their hands. When you do your estate plan, you want to make sure that you're working with an experienced estate planning attorney, somebody who does know the different laws, the issues that come up in estate planning, and the options that there are to solve those issues. They know the questions to ask, and they can guide you to find the right answers for you and your family. Now, we often will sit down and talk to people who met with their financial advisor, or they met with their banker, and they were told to just put beneficiary designations on everything, because that will solve all the problems. Or they will be advised to put beneficiary designations on life insurance and retirement accounts a certain way, because that will meet the client's needs and goals. But often, those solutions aren't the correct answer. So when we sit down with clients, we look at the overall picture, not simply how do we avoid probate. Sure, you can put a beneficiary designation on something and avoid probate, but that won't solve all of the issues. And we're looking at the overall picture, the overall needs and goals, and we can craft a plan that will meet all of those needs and goals, not simply avoid probate. So doing the getting advice from someone who is not an experienced estate planning attorney can be dangerous in terms of having an estate plan that's not going to work correctly. Do-it-yourself documents or documents that you can get from somewhere on the internet are similarly dangerous because you don't know the questions that need to be asked. This system doesn't know the questions that need to be asked. You don't know necessarily how to fill these things out or sign them properly. I've seen a lot of wills that people did on their own that were signed improperly. They weren't signed in accordance with the legal requirements of the state. So it was not a valid will. So it can be very dangerous to do this on your own or to get advice from people who it's not their job to do this every day. So when you're doing your estate plan, meet with somebody who is an experienced estate planning attorney. They can guide you through that process. If you are in Ohio or in Michigan and you have questions about your own estate planning, you'd like to talk to one of us, we'd be glad to meet with you. Our contact information is in the show notes. I hope that's helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.